BookTrack brings your favorite stories to life through movie-style soundtracks. Best heard on headphones with high-quality audio settings.
Hachette Audio presents The Fall of Dragons. Written by Miles Cameron. Read by Neil Dixon. This book, and indeed the whole series, is dedicated to Joe Harley, Elves Urks, Robert Salentic and Jim Dundorf, The Empire, Rob Galash and Delos Wheeler and Stephen Callahan, Etrusca, City States, Greg Hauser, The Steps, Horse Clans, Javon Garrett, Gal, Gargancel, as well as Chris Schulitz, Mark Stone, Doug Snyder, David Steer, Regina Harley, Frank Gilson, and all the other players in the endless RPG and war games campaign we all called Alba. In fact, this book is also dedicated to the men and women of the SGA, the GLA, and the Drama House, who played games for days, or taught all of us nerdy gamers how amazing role-playing could be with trained actors, or how much fun it was to game with people who'd never tried a game, and how easily we could let pretend take over our lives if we were not careful. It was 30 years ago that I folded away the maps. I miss you all. And to Celia Friedman, that's C.S. Friedman if you read fantasy, who taught me to be a GM. Prologue. Alba. The Vale of Dykesdale. Bill Redmead. The sun was setting in a sky of gold, and the bronze light suffused everything, gilding the endless forest, bronzing the stones left by ancient glaciers, and burning on the spear tips of the retreating army of the Alliance. The golden light set fire to the bright hair of the oldest Urks, and kindled the fur of the golden bears, its smooth faces deeply creased by terror and fatigue. Bill Redmead looked down the long column of weary men and a few women, and then looked at the strange golden sky.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?